Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Kissing the Gunner's Daughter by Ruth Rendell, narrated by Davina Porter. This book is copyrighted 1992 by Kings Markham Enterprises. This recording is copyrighted 1992 by Recorded Books. In the old British Navy, punishment was handed out on shipboard by means of a flogging. The guilty member was strapped down across the breech of a cannon, and among the crew, this was known as Kissing the Gunner's Daughter.
Chapter 1. The 13th of May is the unluckiest day of the year. Things will be infinitely worse if it happens to fall on a Friday. That year, however, it was a Monday, and quite bad enough. Though Martin was scornful of superstition, and would have engaged in any important enterprise on May the 13th, or gone up in a plane without a qualm. In the morning he found a gun in the case his son took to school. They called it a satchel in his day, but it was a briefcase now. The gun was among a jumble of textbooks, dog-eared exercise books, crumpled paper, and a pair of football socks. And for a single frightening moment, Martin thought it was real. For about 15 seconds he thought Kevin was actually in possession of the largest revolver he had ever seen, though of a type quite beyond his ability to identify. Recognizing it as a replica didn't stop him from confiscating it.
"You can say goodbye to this weapon, and that's a promise," he said to his son.
The discovery was made in Martin's car just before 9 on the morning of Monday.